a cousin. And that's it, I guess.
So do you have any idea how you got the name? That seems pretty
English. I don't know. It come from, it come from Russia.
Really?
Originally. My wife, my first wife, she run a whole deal on this ancestry crap.
Yeah.
I guess anyway, I guess I hadn't ought to said that.
No, that's all right. It's fine. Well, that's interesting. What about, you've been married more than once then, I guess?
Yeah.
Twice.
Actually, three times.
Three times? Is your last wife still around, or?
Yeah, she lives in Arizona.
Okay.
And, mother of my kids, see, we had nine children.
Mm-hmm.
And she lives there in Pueblo.
Oh, yeah?
Still. I seen her Sunday.
Oh, really?
We get along.
Yeah. Good.
But I ain't going to live with her, and she ain't going to live with me. I told somebody the other day, I said, she sure made me happy Sunday. How'd she do that? I said, the fact that I ain't still married to her.
I know the way those things work so far. Is she about your age then? Or?
No, she's 8 years younger.
8 years younger. Is she religious at all?
Well, she was for a while. Her cousin was a Mormon.
Okay.
So she was a Mormon for a while, but they tell me that she's not anymore.
Jack Lake Mormon.
Something. Yeah.
I keep hearing about that. What about, did she get a 12th grade education too? High school education?
High school.
Okay. All right. So you told me a little bit about Burnt Mill. What can you tell me about Beulah? What's it like, or what was it like?
Well, it was just a community that they had a lot more there than they did at Burnt Mill, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The Beulah Valley there used to be a hideout for outlaws.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Anyhow, other than that, I can't tell. You'd have to go to Beulah, but there ain't many old timers left.
Right.
They all kicked the bucket.
Right. Do you, Beulah's always been bigger than Burnt Mill, you said?
Oh, yes. It's a,
it's a real community.
Yeah, they've got a store and a beer, two beer joints.
Yeah.
And the post office up there.
Yeah. And they have a school up there.
Yeah.
What grades does the school? Is that 1 through 12?
Up through 12.
Oh, is it?
I believe it is.
How long's that been there?
Huh?
How long's that been there?
Oh, forever.
Okay.
As far as I know.
Right. But you went up to Rye.
Yeah.
Would kids from this area go up to Rye instead of Beulah, or?
Well, it's closer to Rye than it is to Beulah.
I didn't know that. How far is this from Beulah, then? I haven't gone that way.
Oh, it's just the road.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's just crooked and hills, and Rye is more direct.
Okay.
You get over there to Colorado City and you're on the highway.
Right.
So that's, ever been over that way?
I've been down to Colorado City, I've been up to Rye, and I know there's a cutoff from Beulah to Rye, to Commerce, not Commerce, but Colorado City. There's a cutoff around here somewhere that I took one time. Marshall Downing told me how to do it.
To go from where to where?
From Beulah to Colorado City.
Yeah, basically. You come by here.
I come by here. Do I keep going this further?
Well, you can come, turn off up there on the 3R road and go across. It ain't really a, that was kind of a cutoff too.
Yeah.
And then you go, well, you don't come by here. There's a junction up west here about a mile and a half.
Yeah.
You would take that and go south.
Okay.